In November, around 3 million Wisconsin voters will cast ballots in yet another election that could decide the future of the country. But a much smaller group of people keep the whole system running, Wisconsin's county and municipal clerks. Since 2020, they've had to juggle changing election laws, conspiracy theories, and even harassment. But as Anya Van Wagendonk reports, Wisconsin's clerks say they're up for the challenge.
This will be Anastasia Gonstead's first time administering a presidential election.
I have my absentee envelopes. They changed this year. They've got varying ones, so you have your standard mailers, the inner and
the outer. She's been the clerk in Mayville and Jackson, Wisconsin, since she got into the profession just a year and a half ago. That makes her one of 1,850 municipal clerks who do all kinds of things for their communities, like take minutes at sparsely attended town meetings or process licensing.
We just got done with liquor licensing season, which is huge.
Clerks also administer Wisconsin's elections. That means, especially since 2020, these nonpartisan civil servants are the face of a system under constant scrutiny and in constant flux. Like right now, there's a pending lawsuit about whether absentee ballot drop boxes are legal. If those are reinstated, it'll be up to clerks to figure out how to get them reinstalled. Gonstead says the whole thing is a juggling act.
We've constantly got laws changing. And we're always readapting. Every election brings something new to the forefront.
Clerks have been getting ready for the upcoming August primary and November election for months. They train poll workers, organize absentee ballots, and set up security plans. At the end of election night, they verify and post the results. These are often mundane tasks performed according to state and federal law. But in a swing state where four of the last six presidential contests have been decided by less than a percentage point, everything gets scrutinized. Barry Burden directs the Election Research Center at UW-Madison. He says Wisconsin's importance puts the spotlight on clerks.
An error, a small mistake or a delay caused by a clerk can lead to suspicion or misinformation or even conspiracies about something that's going wrong in the election.
Those conspiracies have made the job more stressful since 2020, when President Joe Biden defeated former President Donald Trump. Trump falsely asserted he won the race, pushing discredited allegations that fraud was to blame. Harassment and threats against election workers across the country escalated after that election. In other states, officials have reported being stalked and doxxed and receiving death threats. Scott McDonnell is the Dane County clerk. He said nothing in Wisconsin has reached that level, but
it's the kind of thing that says, like, I could make more at Costco.
McDonnell describes the situation in Wisconsin as more, quote, mundane harassment, and it's coincided with a lot of turnover. About 40% of county clerks will be handling their first presidential election this year. There isn't similar data for municipal clerks, but plenty are in the same situation. Down the road from Anastasia Gonstead, in Addison, Wisconsin, Wendy Fairbanks became a clerk in 2021. She said she sometimes hears concerns about the use of absentee ballots. In Washington County, there are public listening sessions. Sometimes, she says, voters bring in conspiracy theories about fraud. But Fairbanks said now that she knows the process, she can assure people that everything's above board.
There's so much controversy in society these days, and we just want people to be at ease knowing that, you know, their votes count and that it's going to be accurate.
Fairbanks concedes that running elections is stressful, but she says once people can come in and talk to their neighbors, including their clerks, they're pretty confident in the process. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Anya Van Wagendonk.